As Pearl Jam on the Rock of New Jersey, 105.5 WDHA, we are all present and accounted for. We've been waiting for this for quite some time here, and it is with great excitement that I make a couple of announcements. Part one has been teased on the radio station for the better part of the last 2 days.
So cryptic.
It has been all over Facebook and Twitter for the better part of clearly, maybe close to a week.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in here, boss.
No, everyone's here.
You are a big part of this announcement right now. This first part of the equation started with a conversation that Curtis Kay and I had 2 months ago.
Something along those lines of about two months ago.
Uh-huh. What would you think about? And my eyes lit up because I am a big fan of this person. I think she's a terrific talent, and it is going to be a thrill to be working with her on a daily basis. And I'm talking about Kim Mulligan, who will be joining the morning show.
Oh, I thought you were talking about part two. Thank you, Kim.
I am a huge fan of your work, and Kim and I have been teasing this back and forth across Facebook for the better part of close to a week, and I am thrilled that you are going to be part of the DHA morning show.
Well, let me say in all seriousness, and I usually don't say things in any kind of seriousness, but it's an honor to be with Jim Monahan in the morning.
Thank you. Thank you. And I know the listeners are going to be very excited about part one. As for part two, the last time that you and I, young lady, stood in this room, we were holding back some tears, and we were saying goodbye. You were about to embark on a new venture. And I remember one of us, I don't remember who said it, one of us said to the other, we'll work together again. We just didn't know where. It is my extreme pleasure, listeners to WDHA, to tell you that a part of your life is back in your life.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
Would you please join me in welcoming back to WDHA, Terry Carr.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
Terry takes over the middays from 10 to 3, starting on Monday, and I couldn't be happier.
Thank you. So, of course, I walk in, and I have to go kiss Richie Sambora's picture. That's the first thing I did when I walked in.
We witnessed the ritual.
I was like, Richie, I'm back! Did you miss me? I'm so happy to be back. First of all, I'm so excited for you guys, because I think it's going to be an amazing new morning show venture. So it is going to be such a pleasure to follow you guys. And I'm so excited to be back. You know, I was thinking about it driving up because I was stuck in 2 hours of traffic, of course. And I'm thinking, you know, the DHA listeners are the best. And I'm thinking over the last 4 years, because it's almost been 4 years to the day that I left this building.
That's right.
So I'm thinking I've run into them, let's see, at concerts, beaches, local shopping malls, because, of course, I have stayed in New Jersey. I'm never leaving New Jersey. And every time I see, I go, you know, I miss the DHA listeners. And I've been a couple other places. Listeners are, these are the best listeners in the world. So it is going to be so awesome to get back. Now, let me also, you were mentioning how Facebook and Twitter, there were some things going on. And people that got a little wind of it were writing on my Facebook page. But I didn't respond because I knew I was coming in. And I thought that will be a terrible thing, this sort of response. So if I didn't respond to you, I'm not being evil or anything. I'll respond to you as soon as I get home. But I didn't want to blow the surprise. So I was like, no, Jim's been teasing this. And the new morning show is, you know, a couple people I did respond to privately and just say, you know, following the new morning jolt, you know. But I'm so excited to be back. I'm literally counting the hours. I think we're probably at about 96 hours now.
You're pretty close to
that.
So
I'm counting the hours till, you know, till I come back.
And again, this this idea came from Curtis Kay, who presented it, you know, in terms of Kim. And so it had the support from here in this building all the way up through corporate. This was not a cavalier decision. This is very well supported.
Well,
and thank you very much,
say,
Kurt.
You know, but Terry, I love to have you back. You weren't my first choice. Snooki was.
You know, I have a little Snooki in me. I've been known to give a knuckle sandwich or two. So.
I was looking for cat fights in the hallway.
No, Curtis has been awesome. And General Manager Nancy McKinley, I'm excited to work
with
her.
She's great to work with.
She's invited me back. And, you know, our regional manager, Dan Finn, has so kindly invited me back. So this is going to be just so, I'm so happy. I feel like I'm coming back home. I just feel like
you
I'm coming
are.
Back home.
You,
you know,
are.
The peace has finally come back, so I'm super excited.
Listen, people leave, whether it's a radio station or wherever you work, people leave all the time for a variety of reasons. And there are some people where you just, you know, Okay, and you move on, and there are other people, when they leave, there's a hole. There's just this different feeling. And this radio station, when you left to take on another venture, it was just... It wasn't the same.
Well, thank you.
Three tires and a donut.
And Kim and I knew each other because when I went to that other venture, we had met. So we already kind of had that background between us, you know, as being buds. So the hole was there for me as well. So that's why I'm so excited to come back. I wanted to come back so much, and I'm so happy that that I came back home.
So starting Monday morning, 6 a.m., Kim Mulligan joins me in the morning show. And Monday morning at 10 a.m., Terry Carr comes back to WDHA.
Yay.
So welcome back to the jungle, young lady.
Yay!